The Local Government Workers Union says it is a distinct unionized body mandated to organize workers of local government service secretariat, metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies and departments. It therefore has no relationship with CLOCSAG. Addressing a news conference in Accra, the union explained that it was formed in 1960 and is an authentic representative and mouthpiece of all local government sector workers. Joe Boaheng is the general secretary of the union.
The only concern is that when they embark upon this strike about this market premium, you know, as I've already told you, we are with the fair wages, and they are telling us not all the workers are qualified for the premium, for the market premium. So we are dealing with them to let us know our workers who are qualified and those who are not qualified. And they also embarked upon this strike. That's why we ask our members not to join them, because we are still dealing with the fair wages. They have their association and we have a union. Our union was inception since 1960, and we are still dealing with metro, municipal and district assemblies. These are the people we are dealing with them. We don't go distant apart from metro, municipal and district assemblies. These are the people we are just dealing with them.
But how come they call themselves local government workers union?
The whole thing was that they were civil servants association. But how they managed to change their name is just for their own distance, for that what I can say. Because when it occurred or when it happened that the government is going to transfer about 33,000 people to the local government secretariat, I don't know, maybe because of that they decided to do that. But I don't know, because they changed the name from civil service to local and civil service association. But for their distance, I don't know. How they managed to do that, I don't know. Because first, when you are employed, then whether you are employed at the district assembly or not, they tell you once you are a civil servant, then they start deducting dues from your salaries.
The Local Government Workers Union appealed to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to expedite action on the intended labor survey to determine which category of workers is entitled to enjoy the market premium. The union reminded all local government service employees to ensure that they are registered under the second-tier occupational scheme under the Section 1B of the National Pensions Act.